the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
It's Mandy in the Morning on today's Variety, your 106.3, and Mandy is on vacation all week, so it is just me. I've got my investigator hat on. I'm going to try to be an investigator. I've got Becky on the phone. Becky, you there?
Oh, hi. Yes, it's Becky. Hello, hello.
Awesome.
How are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, of course, of course. All right, so let's get straight to this. What is the deal with you and Alice?
She's not picking up her phone. I don't know why. I thought we had a great date. Is it asking too much in this day and age to have handle our awkward situations as adults? I just feel like people just...
Okay, so awkward situations, what do you mean by that? Like, so why do you think she's ignoring you? What happened?
I can't even imagine why. I think, all I can come up with is that she's thrown off by my sparkling sense of humor. I can be sarcastic. Sometimes, and I noticed a few times, she was making faces while I was making jokes. And I don't know, maybe she didn't realize I was joking.
I know what you mean. I mean, my sense of humor is the same way. And when I'm around someone new, I don't realize I'm with someone new and I'm making the same jokes. And I'm like, oh, wait, maybe they don't know. So what did you guys do with your date?
Well, we just went out to dinner. It was just a sweet little dinner and we were laughing a lot. I mean, we were laughing was happening. And then we went back to my house for a drink. So also a good sign, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that went okay. And then, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say it went perfectly, but I thought she at least had a great time.
Huh. All right. Well, since she's not calling you back, there's got to be something up. But I'll do my best to investigate this, and let's give her a call.
Appreciate it. Hello?
Hey, is this Alice?
Who's this?
This is Jimmy from the Mandy in the Morning Show, and you're 106.3. I'm calling you about the date you went on with Becky.
Oh, she asked you to call?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she did.
Okay, so I'm assuming she wants to know why I'm not returning her calls then?
That is 100% correct. She thinks that you didn't like her sense of humor.
No, that's definitely not even remotely close to what is bothering me about Becky, no.
Okay, so what is bothering you with Becky if it's not her sparkling sense of humor?
Well, we went to dinner and then we went to her place to have drinks and hang out. And I'm not lying. I swear to God, this is the most terrifying apartment I have ever been in my entire life.
Okay. Like, please, was it super dirty? Did she have like 4 mattresses all over the floor and cats all over the place? Why was it terrifying?
No, she like collects ventriloquist dummies.
What?
Like a hobbyist. Like, she has dummies and dolls all over her apartment. I think she makes them for fun. It's probably a hobby. But there's, like, 70 dolls staring at you.
No. Like that. I can't think of the name of the movie where there's the dolls ever. No way. That's weird.
Chucky times 100.
Okay, that's a little weird.
Yeah, I can't handle that. I really don't want to date somebody like that. I just think one of them's going to come alive in the middle of the night, and I just don't want a part in a scary movie.
Yeah, you don't want to be the end of a sequel of a movie. All right, well, we actually have Becky on the line with us. Becky, do you really have dummies? I don't want to call them dummies. Do you really have ventriloquist dolls at your house?
They're puppets. They're puppets, actually. Yes, I do. It's a hobby that I've worked really hard at for a long time. It's actually considered an art form. I'm not I'm not professional in my use of them yet, but I do. Yeah, I do. And I'm proud of it. And I'm feeling a little judged right now.
No, and your art, you know, have your art and your hobby, but it is freaking weird, and I could literally never sleep over at your place because it's like Annabelle's going to come out of her box. You make them talk. Like, that's terrifying.
Well, it's just me making them talk. I mean, you know those movies are fake, right? It requires a...
Those movies are fake, but doesn't mean yours aren't, and they're creepy.
What? Are you kidding me?
Okay. Maybe I can help. Becky, would you be willing to put away all the dolls, like maybe put them in a closet or face them away, like to where their back is facing you, whenever Alice comes over?
Honestly, I don't think there's enough away spaces for them. I mean, I could try to put some of them away, but there's going to be a lot of them out. There's too many of them. I mean, it's just not possible.
Dude, I told you there's like 70 of them. It's like, you're a really nice person, 70, but I don't want to be in... I just don't want to be in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, no.
There are 74 of them, and it took a long time to make.
Oh, no. Okay.
No. All right. I mean, have it your way. I think you can get over it if you just got to know them a little. But
you know, oh man, get to know. Do they all have names? I really can't. No.
They all have themes.
No.
Oh no. Okay. Well, so
the characters.
So Alice is, from what it sounds like, is this a deal breaker? Is this something you think that eventually?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not. I can't.
All right. Well, Becky, we tried.
Yeah.
And I don't think this
I appreciate
meant
it.
To
Thank
be.
You.
Yeah.
Thanks, I mean, yeah.
Good luck with the doll adventures and your future endeavors with them.
The puppets.
Yes, the puppets.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.